Vayter in Shastri and Daf Yudal, picking up on Yud Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, the very last line, third word, going on, continuing on with the drushas in the Megilla. Okay, Vayomer Melech Lahaman, boo, Hakesav Nosen Lach, Va'am Lasos Bo, Kato Beinecha. And the money is given to you, he's given silver, you take it, and the Am is given also to do that which you want to do. That's where the Gachashvir is now saying to Haman, boo, don't worry about it, keep your money, and I'll let you destroy him anyway, because we said yesterday, and the Megillah had mentioned, you know, Haman said, boo, take this money, and he said, keep your money and kill him. Ami Rabbi Abba. Beep. Turn the page. There's a shvacha beep. Beep. I can't do it now. My voice is out. Daf Yud Dalet. Mashal da Achashverosh v'Haman l'mad avidoma. What is it similar to? This relationship that they had. We're going to see what it is ultimately. Is that really... Really, Achashverosh also did not like the Jewish people. He wanted to destroy them also. So, Moshe Achashverosh v'Haman bu l'mad avidome l'shnei b'nei adam la. Echad hayolotel b'toch sedeu. One of them, you have two people. One of them has a tail, which is like a little hill in his field, and he's holding a dirt. Echad hayolucharitz b'toch sedeu. One has like a hole in his field. Each one wants the other one because the one with the hole he wants to fill it up. The one with the dirt wants to get rid of some of the dirt. So as it says now, ulechad hayolucharitz bal charitz omer. The one with the hole, he says mi yitin tail b'zeh b'damim. If only I can go ahead and get the tail for money, I'd pay for it. And bal tail. He says, "Me itin li charitz zeh bedamim." Oh, I would pay money in order to have that ditch, in order to get rid of this dirt. Liyamim nizdavgu zeh etzuzeh. One day they come and they get together. Amar lo bal charitz bal tel. One who has the hole, charitz is the ditch. The one who has that ditch, that hole. He comes and he says to the guy who has the stuff, he says, "Mechor li tilcha." He says, "Sell for me your tel, your mound of dirt." Amar lo tol so bechinam halavai. Take it for free. Halavai. If only you would take it for free. And that's what happened here also. That Achashverosh and Haman bu. Haman says, "Here, I'll go ahead. I'll pay you to be able to kill the Jews." Now Achashverosh says to him, "Huh? Halavai, you would kill them. No problem. Go ahead. You can take them." Next, Vayosar Melech Tabas. He goes and he took off his ring. Amar bi Abba Berkan a gedola hasaris tabas yosim yarboim ushmonu neviim v'shevin neviyoshin is. So, taking off the ring, Rachmana Litzlan, the fact that Achashverosh took off his ring and he gave it to Haman bu, that did more tshuva, that was more impactful than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'os who gave Nevu'ah to Klal Yisrael. Shekulam lo achziru l'mutav, they weren't able to go ahead and change their ways in such a way. Just taking off the ring was already like, oh my gosh, we're going down hard, we better do tshuva. As opposed to the Evan Nevi'im and the Nevi'os, they come, do tshuva, they don't listen, all of a sudden they do it big time. Tanu Rabbanan. So there are 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that gave Nevi'ah. They didn't take away or add to that which is written in the Torah. In other words, what they did is their goal was to set up certain gezeiros to make sure the Klal Yisrael doesn't fall in some area. But the one thing that they did add was Mikra Megillah. Rashi says, "V'im tomer ner Chanukah." If you want to say ner Chanukah, kfar pasko neviim. It was already over; it was finished. Aval me Mordechai hayu chagiz chayv melachi. There was still neviim at that time, so Chanukah came up later. But at the time of neviim, they only did it. The only thing they added was Mikra Megillah. My darsh, how did they? What did they darshan to do? Say such a thing? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach. He says, "Uma me avdus lecheres." I mean, in Shira, if we go from avdus, being servants, to cheres, to freedom, we praise Hashem. I mean, misa lechayim lo kol shekain. We talk about by Mitzrayim. We went from avdus lecheres. Says Rashi, be mitzias Mitzrayim. Amru Shira leyam. He said Shira. So how much more so if we go from life to death? I'm sorry, from death to life. For sure, we're gonna say. And that's the story of Megillah. They wanted to kill us. Says the Gemara, Yachi. Then halal nami nima. Why don't we say halal on Purim? We should. Sing kidei lehoidai sulehalel l'shimcha hagadol. Why don't we say halal? L'vishein omrim halal al neis b'chutz la'aretz. A few answers we're going to see. Number one, you don't say halal on a neis that happened in chutz la'aretz. You see, mitzrayim the neis b'chutz la'aretz heichem in shira. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. If that's true, then how could you say mitzias mitzrayim that happened in chutz la'aretz? And it's the Gemara Kedetanya. Like we're looking at a Braisa. Ashlo nichlensu yisol la'aretz, hukshu kol aretz yisol mashir. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then it was okay. Every land could say it. Mishir nichlensu yisol la'aretz. Once they go in, hukshu kol aretz yisol mashir, then not allowed to say anymore. Okay, period. That's one. Now we have another answer. Rav Nachman Amar Kiryasazu alayla, because there's just the Kriya of the Megillah. That itself is halal. So that's why I have to say halal, because just the Megillah itself is halal. Number three, Rava Amar Bish, Lama Hasam. We understand over there. It says, right, when you're going out of Mitzrayim, you can say halal, because halal Halalu Avdei Hashem. Because you say Halalu Avdei Hashem, we are Avadim just to Hashem. Halalu Avdei Par, we're not Avadim to Par anymore. Elohach, but over here, when we're talking about the Megillah, Halalu Avdei Hashem, are we completely and totally just Avdei Hashem? Halalu Avdei Hashverosh? We're still Akati Avdei Hashverosh. It's not like we're free to serve just Hashem. We're still the servants of Achashverosh at that point, so you can't say it in total. Now, says the Gemara, hold on a second. Bein Lurava, Bein Rav Nachman, Kasha, both Rava and Rav Nachman, we have a Kasha on them, right? Because they say that really you should be saying Halal in some source. We have a way around it. Once you go into land, we don't say Shira anymore. So what's even your question in the first place? You're going to go and say Halal. Happen outside of Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara. You know why? Because Kevin Chagalu, Chazulech, Sharon Arishon. Once they were Gaulis, they went to Gaulis, and they went into their original state where they actually go ahead and they could say it. Vesu Leka, in fact, the Gemara, you're telling me there's only 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os, that's it? Voksiva, he ish echad min merasayim tsofim. Echad min merasayim tsofim, shiz nabalahem li yisrael. So make a drush over here. The Pasuk says in Samuel, in Shmuel, right in the beginning, right in the very first Pasuk, he comes along and he says, Vayish echad min merasayim tsofim. It was a person from Masayim Tzofim. And we go out and we explain, what is it? Echad Mimasayim Tzofim. One out of 200 Tzofim, people had visions to see, Shadis Nabdal Yisrael, that gave Nevuah. So clearly, we see over here, there's even more than 200 Nevuah. So I say it's only 48. Mihava Tuvahava, it's true. Mihava Tuvahava, they were a lot. Kedetanya, Inechinami, Inachinami, there were more than 48. Kedetanya, Harbe Nevi'im Amdulhem Yisrael, Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. The Brisa says there were double the amount of people that left Mitzrayim, and there were so many people that left Mitzrayim. Obviously, the more Nevi'im. Ella Nevuach Hutzcha L'Doros Nichtava. Anything that's going to be needed for the generations, for future posterity, forever, then those things and ideas are going to go ahead and going to cause a person long Rashi over here. They're going to cause someone to go ahead and do tshuva, says Rashi. Lumo tshuva o hara v'chol hanach memch. That's what we need it for. And then he goes to a whole list. Rashi lists all the 48 Nevi'im. He actually only lists 46 of them, and two of them, he says he doesn't know who the other two are. But the point is, if it's Ledoros, but if it's not necessary, then they didn't write it. Of course, there were a lot more Nevi'im, but they weren't written down if it wasn't necessary for future generations. Okay, now we go a little bit further. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar, Adam Abba Mishtei Ramos Shetzofa Zuadzu. When it says Ramasayim Tzofim, we explain it to mean a person, Adam, who comes from two Ramos, two hills, Shetzofa Zuazu, that see one another. They're able to go see another one. That's why it was called that area. The Ramos Sofos, because Ramasayim Tzofim, because you could see these two mountains. Rabbi Chanan Amar, he comes in, he darshans differently. He says, Adam Abami B'nei Adam Sha'omnim Beruma Sha'olam. He's talking about a person that comes. We're talking about everybody, Elkanah. That's where Elkanah comes in Shmuel. This is the person who was a great person who was the father of Shmuel, Elkanah and Chana, right? So that's what we're talking about now. Rabbi Chanan Amar, Adam Abami B'nei Adam Sha'omnim Beruma Sha'olam. It comes from people that come from the highest of heights, very chosh of a people. Uman nihu b'nei, who are they? B'nei Korach. He comes from B'nei Korach. The pasuk says, B'nei Korach lomeisi, the children of Korach did not die. Tanam Yishom Rabbeinu. It said the name of Rabbeinu. We've learned in the past, that is Rabbi. Makom nisbatze lehem b'gehenem v'omdu olav. There was a place that was set up for them and they stood on top of it. Rashi says, Loshen gavoa. Nisbatze lehem means a high place. Kamo uvetsuris b'shamayim. So they're able to go and sit in that place and they survived. Now we get into the Nevi'os. We said, Sheva Nevi'os Maniyu, who were they? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, and Esther. These are the Sheva Nevi'os. Sarah, now we break him down. Number one, Sarah Dechsev, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska, right? So he was the father of Milka and the father of Yiska. That's the Pasuk. V'amar of Yitzchak, Yiska, Zusara, Yiska is Sarah. Why? V'alama Yiska, Nikra Shema Yiska, why would she call that? She sachta Ruach HaKodesh, because she had on her Ruach HaKodesh. She was able to go ahead and, yeah. Like I said, Shinam Rakola, she told me, Lecha Sarah Shema Bekola. Anything that Sarah tells you, listen to her voice, listen to what she's saying. Dover Acher, what is that? What's another idea that comes out of it? Yiska, Shakol, Sochin, Biofia. She was Yiska because everyone was Sochin, means they would all look. They would look upon her beauty. Okay, now Miriam. Miriam is a Sevei Tikach Miriam, Hanavia Achos Aaron. There was the Navia of the daughter of Aaron. Velo Achos Moshe, she wasn't the daughter of Moshe. I remember Nacham Rav, Shahisim is Nabi, because she Achos Aaron. She gave a Devu when she was. was a sister of Aaron, meaning before Moshe came into the world, says Rashi, Moshe, he wasn't yet born. She said, in the future, my mother's going to give birth to a boy who's going to be the savior of Israel. At the time when he was born, the house filled with all light. Father got up and kissed her on the head. My daughter, your nevuah was fulfilled. But when they go ahead and they saw that they have to go and throw him into the river, she gave her a little zetz on her head. What happened to all your nevuah? What happened now? And that's what it means when the pasuk says that her sister, when they put Moshe in the teva and put him into the water. Grandma just read this past week's parsha. What happened? Her sister came from afar to see what's going on. To see what's going to be the end of her nevuah. Okay, now Devorah. What happened with Devorah? Devorah isha nevuah isha lapidos. She was the wife of Lapidos. This was Devorah. She was a nevuah. My ishas lapidos. What do you mean? It says loshin ishas lapidos. Shaisa osa psilos lamikdash. She used to go ahead and she would make wicks for the mikdash. What are we talking about? The mikdash of Yerash. She says a mishkon shiloh. It was for the Mishkan. She used to go out and make wicks. V'hiyoshevas tachas tomer, and she sat underneath a tomer. We know this is the tomer devora, right? The palm tree. My shnot tachas tomer. Why did he tell you sat under the palm tree? Amar b'shem ben avshalom mishum yichud, because of yichud. Rashi says it's a high tree and you don't have tzel. Ve'in adam yochel l'siachit sham yimakamu b'bayis. You don't have to do yichud there. It's able to be open and seen. The v'acher, another answer. Ma tomer zein lo ela levacha. Just like this place only has one heart. One heart, says Rashi, explaining sraf yeshlo. It has sraf sap kamo ilan. Aval ein lo be'anof. If it's not in its branches, aval begizo al pnei kol gva. It's only in the trunk that goes all the way straight up. So it's like one heart. Even the generation, the people in that generation, the Yidden, only had their heart for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What about Chav? Let's take a look over here. Olatz libi b'Hashem. Olatz libi, libi b'Hashem. Rama karni, karni b'Hashem. Rochagdi. Rochagdi al. Anyway, Pasuk says in Chana Davin and said, my heart rejoices in God. My horn is exalted in God. Rama karni velo rama kapi. The horn is not the pachi. Pachi, like a pach, is a flask. What does that mean? Well, she says, Zui nevuah, so she is naves al Shaul, v'yehu shalot timashech machusan. Their malchus is not going to continue. David u'shlomo shenimshu bekeren. They were anointed with oil. Their nimshcha machusan. Their malchus continued. Shaul v'yehu shenimshu bepach. But they were anointed with the oil flask. Lo nimshcha es malchusan. Their malchus did not elongate. Ein kadosh kashem hiyeh kein b'iltecha, says the pasuk. There's none like Hashem, and there's none besides you. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Menashe. Al tzurkei b'iltecha ela livalosecha. Gemara that we saw in Brachos Daf Yud, which means, hi, shaloka midas kodesh baruch hu midas basa b'dam. Not the way is Hashem is the way of a midas basa b'dam. What does that mean? Midas basa b'dam, way of a person. Ma'isi yadav mevalin oso. You make something and it outlasts you. You build something, it continues beyond you. Vel kodesh baruch hu mevalin ma'isi yadav. When it comes to Hashem, he goes longer than the things that he creates. V'ein tzor ke'elukeinu. And there's no tzor, there's no rock like our God. Ein etzayir ke'elukeinu. There's no artist like that. You put a picture on a wall, you can't put inside it breath and it's in a neshama and things that go inside, it's intestines of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzatzura b'sachzura, he puts a tzura in a tzura. You have a woman that can become pregnant, there's something inside the thing that you made. Unbelievable. It gives all these innards that's over there. The pasuk says she was riding on a donkey and came down
Beseser hidden on the Viordas Beseser Har on the hidden part of the mountain. Beseser Har min Hahar miboyle. Shuz Ishkin from the mountain. What's Beseser Har? Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel al iski dam haba min astarim. What's talking about is the blood that comes from places that are hidden. So she came along with dam, and not the dam beris alo. She came and brought it to David HaMelech and asked David HaMelech whether this is considered tamei or tahor. Amar lo, chimar and dam balayla. Can I look at dam in the nighttime? You're not allowed to do such a thing. You're not allowed to look at night, right? You have to see it during the daytime, and that's it. You can't pass again. Amar lo. So she said to him, chidon and dinin nefashos balayla. Are you done dinin nefashos? Do you do a capital court case of murder and during of killing someone at night? Now the story is, just to get a little bit back on what's going on over there, plus it just comes up in Shmuel, is that there was someone named Naval. Naval was married to Abigail, and what happened was, is David HaMelech came and he asked Naval to help out the people, and he said, no, he's not going to, and he spoke to the sin in a way of like, who's David that I should listen? And so David, that's it, let's go kill him. So now she's coming back and saying, what are you going to go on? You're going to paskin at night? Can't do it. So Armelo, she said to her, David HaMelech comes and says to her, beep, turn the page. He's Morib Malchus, the fact that he spoke out against me in such a way, I don't have to go out and paskin over here. This is straight up nothing to talk about. Armelo, I die in Shaul Kayim, velo yotze Tivacha ba'olam. Don't play that game with me because you're not yet the king. Shaul HaMelech is still around, and therefore you're not the one who's really in charge. Amar la, he said to her, Ubaruch tamechu brucha at asher klisini hayom hazeh mibo b'damim. So he's like, whoa, good point. Blessed art thou with for your what you said to me, and you get a bruch, bless, you know, baruch to you, who stopped me from doing any sort of dam, any sort of doing the wrong thing. She says, dam nida ushvichas damim, both of them. Damim tarti mashma. When it says blood, what's going on over here? Why does it say damim? It just say dam. It says, elam alame chagilsa es shoka v'halach le'ura gimel parsaos. She revealed her leg, and David HaMelech saw this, and he went after her for three parsa, and he was interested in having a relationship. Amar lo, Hashmi Ali, and he said to her, listen to me. Amar lo, she said back to him, Losia zos l'cha l'fuka, don't let this be something to you, which is going to be really, really not good for you. This is going to make you fall down. As Rashi says, kimo pik birkayim, don't let it be that this is going to mess you up. Now the question is, what in the world is going on of here? She's showing her legs. She's such a great person, so very important to understand that Tosos explains, of course, not Chalila v'chas. She didn't do this in a way that she meant for him to actually see what's going on, but rather, we're saying that that she was doing something in a way that he wasn't meant to see what's happening, and then when he saw that, that's when he noticed it, and he went after her. And even though she was married, he was expecting to kill her. And then when he goes ahead and he talks with her, let's have a relationship, he goes to show, looks at the dam. He goes, I can't look at the dam at night. He goes, okay, well then don't kill Navel. And that's why he was saved by damim, the two dam, the dam of killing and the dam of going ahead and the dam nida. Now, when she said the pasuk, what she responded is, Amar lo, lo siya zos lecha lefuka. Zos michal deika achritza. This, when you say, don't let this thing be something that's just going to mess you up, that goes to imply that this as opposed to something else. Umayn you, what was the other thing? Maisa de Bathsheva, the story of Bathsheva. Maskana hachi have. And in the maskana, that's what ended up happening. Hachi have, this is what happened. We learn now from this point that she was a Nevi'ah, because she was saying, don't let this be the something black as opposed to something else that will be, which is something that happened later. V'haysen nefesh adonit tzurua b'tzurua hachayim. So now we go on and we see the story. Now, continue on with this storyline. This is with, again, continuing on David and Avigail. It should be that the nefesh of my master shall be tzurua b'tzurua hachayim, bound up in life. Ki havas miftura minei amr lei. When Avigail left, she says to him, behetiv Hashem l'aduni v'zecharta es amosecha. And God should be good, should deal with me, do good with my Adon, with my master, and you should remember me. Rashi says she was alluding to the fact that if her husband dies, that don't forget about me and let's maybe we'll get married. I'm Rav Nachman. Hainu damrin shi. This is like people say, itza bahadei shusa pilcha. In the midst of a woman talking, while she's talking, bahadei shusa pilcha, she is spinning things. Rashi explains what that means is, even when she's talking about her husband, she still talks about herself, again saying that if he dies, marry me. Ikad amri, shafil azil bar avza ve'enoi mitayfe. That last word, Rashi says, means sofim lemerchak. What that means is that when you have a goose that's like bending over, it's walking and it's on its way, but still its eyes are looking far, meaning she's looking into the future about what's going on. Chulda, that eventually she'll marry him. Chulda, it says, Ichseva, yelech Chilkiyo, a kohen, v'achikam, v'achbar. Pasuk says that Chilkiyo was the kohen, achikam, achbar. They went along. The end of the pasuk actually says pretty straightforward. Let me look here, read it over here. They went El Chulda Hanavia. They went to Chulda the Navia, which says straight up in the pasuk that she was a Navia. Now, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a side point here. If you have Yirmiya over there, he's a Navi. How can it be the Chulda being at the same time that she's going and she's saying Navua? What's going on? Rashi points out the math of when exactly this, how they overlapped. And basically, so you don't go ahead and you have, it's like you step on the toes of the real Navi. Yirmiyahu was the real dude. Yirmiyahu was the real one. You don't get in his way. So Amri Bei Rav Mishmei the Rav, Chulda Krovas Yirmiyahu Isa. She was related to him. V'lava Makbet Aleh. And therefore, he wasn't Makbet on her. He wasn't insulted. He's like, oh yeah, my cousin, my nephew, whatever it is. Not nephew, but you know, nowadays. Vioshia Gufehechi Shavik Yirmiyahu Meshader Legaba. What about Yoshia? How did Yoshia leave? He went from here and he went to go ahead and ask questions of Chulda. What's going on over here? Amr Devei Rabbi Sheila Misha Nashim Rechmani Yosein, because women have more Rechmanis. So he wanted to make sure that he's going to get, a little bit of sympathy. That's one answer. Another one is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yirmiyahu lo have hosim shahalach lahachzer seves hashua. He just wasn't there at the time. He was going to try to save the Eser Shvatim, the 10 tribes. He's trying to go and get them, and therefore he's busy. We know in the Ahadur. How do we know that he actually brought them back? From the fact that Pasuk says, "Ki amocher el hamimkar lo yashuv," the seller is not going. Literally means the seller is not going to return the sale. Rashi says this is talking about Yecheskel Amru v'hu nisnava besoch yudal shana shemin golus yachnia. Yechonia le Charvas Yerushalayim. That's when he prophesied between those times, the 14 years between the Golus of Yechonia and the destruction of the Yerushalayim. And Mustavashi batal Yovel. That Yovel is going to be batal. Va'amocher sadei lo yosel. Somebody goes and sells a field, it's not going to go back to him. Efshar Yovel batal v'navi nisnabe alav shiyev batal. Is it possible that you can have Yovel and? Okay, a little background. Rashi explains that we know that we can only do Yovel when you have the Shvatim that are in Eretz Yisrael, and the 10 Shvatim were already kicked out. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael anymore. So is the Efshar Yovel Batel, V'navi Misnabi Alav Shi Batel? Is it possible the Yovel's already Batel? It's gone because they're already out. And now he's going to be Misnabi with the fact that it's going to be Batel? It's already Batel. Elam Elamed She Yirmiyah Hechzir. And it must be that Yirmiyah actually brought it back. And that's how we know that it was able to go ahead and talk about the fact that it's going to be Batel, because he actually brought it back. So we see that Yirmiyahu, therefore, he was successful in bringing back the Aseres Shvatim. V'yoshio ben Amon Melech Malach Aleihem. And Yoshio, he came along and he ruled over them. D'chsev, over the 10 Shvatim. D'chsev. V'yomer ma tzion Allah z'shar niroa v'yomer yelov anchi ha'ir ha'kever isha lukim ha'shabam Yehuda v'yikra z'advarim ha'ele ha'sher sisa ala mezbach beis kel. The pasuk says, this is Yoshia speaking, and he's saying, what is this? I see that the men of the city told him, said, it's the tomb of a man who Hashem came from Yehuda and said the things that you have done to the Mizbeach of Beis Kel. Now, what in the world is going on here? Rashi brings down the storyline. This is talking about that when he was going ahead, he was trying to destroy all the Avodah Zarah that was there, so Yoshia went ahead and he went to Beit El.
Basel and or Basel, I guess. Anyway, people say, and he burned all of the things that people were using, all the bones they were using for to do Avodah Zarah that was on the Mizbeach over there that was set up. Yeravim set up for people to do such a thing. And this is something which was prophesized. V'chimat tivos shel Yoshia al Mizbeach Basel. What exactly was he doing in Basel? This is talking about that Yoshua is from Yehuda, and this was Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael. So what's he doing over there? Elamelam is coming to tell you, Yoshio Malachalim, that he actually was the king over them. Okay, and now we have another idea that was going to show the fact that Yoshia was the one who was running the show over there. Once he came back, once Yirmiyahu brought him back. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, you learn from here. Gam Yehuda Shas katsi lach b'shuvi shavus ami. Yehuda was also a harvest that's set up for when I return the captivity of my people. We see basically the end of it being one that is a leader over them. Esther. Why do we fact that Esther, we know that she was a Nevi'ah. It was on the third day, and Esther put on clothing of royalty. Now, big name Malchus Mibayle. I'm sorry. What does it say? Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Big name Malchus Mibayle. She should have said Big name Malchus. Ella Shelvash Sa Ruach HaKodesh. What it means is she was encloaked by Ruach HaKodesh. Ksiv Hacha Vatilbash. Here it says Tilbash. Vksiv Hasam in Divrei Yamim. Ruach Lovesha Es Amasai. And so Amasai is a person. And the Ruach was Lavsha, so we see that Lashon is used again. So we see that she has Ruach HaKodesh. Amar Evna, Baba Bachman, Lo Yayirusa Lenoshe. Rashi explains what that means is Lo Na Chashivas Lenoshen. It's not proper, it's not fitting for a woman to have chashivas. Tarti Noshe Yihiran Havyon, V'sanyon Shmaya. There are two women who were chashiv, and their names were hated, were Rashid Shmosem Usos, the names were disgusting. Chada Shma Ziborta, one, her name was Ziborta, and Rashi explains that who this is. This is talking about Viazdo Devora. She was called Ziborta, which is a bee. Chada Shma Karkushta, and one was, the means a weasel. That's talking about Cholda. Cholda is that's who that was. Ziborta Ksev Ba Vatishlach Vatikra Libarak. By the Ziborta, by the bee, by Devora, is that she sent and she called Barak. Ve'ilu ihi lo oz legabe. She didn't go to him, she called him. Karkushta ksiv ba, it said that imru la'ish, by the weasel, it says, tell the man, v'lo amra imru la'melech. She doesn't say to tell the king. Let's talk a little bit where she came from. Amar Rav Nachman, Chuldim ibn Banav shel Yoshua. So she came from the children of Yoshua. Ksiv Hacha says of here, Ben Charchas. It says the son of Charchas. Uksiv Hasam b'Simnas Cheres. This is over there in Timnas Cheres. Charchas, we know, comes from Yoshua. Uksiv Hasam b'Timnas Cheres. It says over there in Timnas Cheres. So we see that there is a nice little connection between those two ideas, between Yeshua. Eitzrev Eina Saba L'Rev Nachman. It came and he asked a question. Shmona Neviim Ahim. V'heim Kohanim Yatsu Mirachav Hazona. There are eight prophets who were Kohanim that came from Rachav, who was, the Zona. Ve'eluhin, these are them. Neria, Baruch, Usroya, Machseya, Yirmiya, Chilkia, Chanamel, V'shalum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Chulda Nevi'am, Ibnei Banea, Shal Rachav HaZona, so that's where she came from. Ksiv HaChav says here, Ben Tikva, Uksiv HaSem, Es Tikva Schut Hashani, which is talking about the story of Rachav. So, if it came from Rachav, how could it say it came from Yoshua? Amalei Eina Saba, he said to him, Eina Saba, V'amri la pasya uchma, black kli. And this is something which is actually a positive statement, but he says, Mini uminach t'staim shmaitza. If we go and we say the two things together, what you say and what I say, everything works. Rashi says, Klomer al yadi v'al yodcha t'spirish
Amito Sheldavar, Ha Veha Havai. It's both true. We can figure it out. We can understand that Igaria Vinaspa Yoshua. She ended up converting to Yiddishkeit and she married Yoshua. So she came from Rachav and she came from Yoshua because they were married to each other. Frak the Gemara, hold on a second. Umiavali Zara the Yoshua, did Yoshua actually end up having children? V'haksiv, we know he said in the pasuk, Nun bino Yoshua bino, that Nun was his son, Yoshua. And we understand that when it's talking about, when it's going down and it's explaining where Yoshua is coming from, that ends up saying Yoshua, meaning Yoshua didn't have any kids, says Rashi. As Shivat Ephraim, Yachis, because of Ad Yoshua. Yoshua Lamata Lo Yichasish, it doesn't have any person after that. So how could you say that the Techuda is coming from them? Says Gemara, Erechinami, Bnei Lo Havale, didn't have any sons. Bnei Lo Havale, but he did have daughters. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.